pastors, stewards, Levites, but also those like yourselves who are furthering the vision financially as kingdom financiers. How important is it just to recognize, to say, we see you, we appreciate your effort?
Me and my husband have been kingdom financiers now for the past 5 years. For the past 5 years. We only started when Major One was in Malawi and we didn't know about kingdom financing, but then we started asking us, what's happening? What is this
what's
about?
What's happening over there?
And then we were like, no, we need to be part of this because we want to advance the kingdom. It's very important. Yes.
We're so excited. We're here on the red carpet right here in Lilongwe where we are celebrating the Global Leadership Awards. I just want to know your name and where you're coming from and how you found it, this auspicious event here tonight.
Thank you so much. My name's Elijah. I'm from Australia.
What can you say to the people that are watching us online right now about the thrill and the atmosphere that is teeming with excitement right here in Lilongwe?
Well, when I was on the plane, one thing that was running through my mind was that as soon as I touched down in the land of the prophet, electricity would go through me. Like, that was going through my mind. And as soon as I came in, literally electricity was like flowing through my body. So it's a special land to be at, like this place where I'm at right now. My first time in any African country is Malawi. So yeah, you have to be here to really experience it. I was expecting a lot, but not.
KFM is all about kingdom work, and it's the best thing to do when you're an entire family. Tonight, I have some of the most wonderful kingdom financiers standing right here in Lilongwe with me. We are standing in the BICC hall, and we're waiting for the awards to come unfolding, and we're very excited. I'd like to know who you guys are rooting for, but before that, would you like to tell the viewers who you are and where you're coming from?
My name is Sylvie Raguma. We come from USA.
Would you like to tell me, young man, who are you rooting for? Who do you think is going to win the most prizes tonight? Which category are you interested in seeing scoop all the awards tonight?
No, we go for donations that USA gets to host in countries.
He is rooting for the USA to win the most. And last year, we know that the USA did the most and actually came out tops in the Global Leadership Awards. A man of God, you have brought your whole family here tonight. I want to understand, what is the importance of being part of the financing process of the ministry and running with the vision of our Father? Would you just like to tell the viewers, what does it take to bring your whole family into it?
Most of the time, it's good whenever you do something, make sure you pass it down for the next generation. And the only purpose to bring them, for them to be able to carry on the vision of the prophet.
Please tell the viewers what you're looking forward to tonight as we celebrate impact and excellence.
Wow, wow, wow. What a wonderful event. What we are looking forward tonight is to see how we are celebrating those people or those leaders that have worked so hard throughout the whole year. It is a great motivating factor for these people. So that's what I'm looking forward for. The excitement, how we're gonna celebrate them. That's what I'm looking forward to.
Who do you think is going to get away with the pastor, national pastor of the year? We've got worship of the year. Who do you think is going to scoop all of those wonderful awards tonight?
From my side, obviously, the NP would be from Namibia, right here with me. Also, Kennedy, he worked so hard this year to put Namibia on the map. So I know that those votes have come in, and I believe that this year it will be his.
We are live at the Global Leadership Awards, live in Lilongwe, Malawi, the warm heart of Africa. As we promised, we have sons and daughters in the house gracing this auspicious event. And we want you to get to hear from them. I'm standing next to a gorgeous, beautiful lady. I'll let you introduce yourself.
Good evening, everybody. Good evening. My name is Phuthi Matlala. I'm one of the major daughters in the house. We are here today. Is the day that we are going to honor our leaders. It's the Global Leadership Awards today that we are honoring each and every leader who works in the church, who do exceptionally and exceedingly powerful. So we have been voting for them so that they can partake what is due for them, for the, what they've been doing the whole year.
That's right. I love when you said we've been voting for them so that they can partake of what is due to them. You know, many a times people work, they labor, and they do not get recognized, Sis Phuthi. Many people lose heart. They become disheartened because of that. But our father and our mother said, no. We see you. We see your effort. How important is it for someone just to get even that thank you?
You know, being rewarded, it gives you that umph to keep on pushing on.
Right here on our red carpet, I'm standing here, followers all over the world, with His Majesty. Would you like to introduce yourself and let the world know exactly who you are?
Thank you. I am Dr. King Chris Nkwanyana from South Africa.
Your Majesty, what can you tell the viewers out there about the importance of being aligned with this kind of leadership and what you've learned by being a part of KFMI?
Thank you so much. It is very important to be part, because not only that it boosts your confidence, it also helps you to learn more about the finances, how to control your finances, how you can be able to help the youth, to teach them how to control finances, and for one, to work very hard in order to be able to achieve, because this is the greatest award ever that has been produced by KFM.
It is a family of class as we are celebrating tonight. We are talking about impact and excellence. I'd like to hear about how you feel the awards have brought change and an upward forward movement.
Firstly, I would like to appreciate all the stewards globally. They've been amazing this year. Actually, in the voting system, not everyone would be a winner. But I want to tell you, our stewards are winners, and they have done an amazing work in 2025. So I would like to appreciate them on behalf of the entire leadership, to appreciate the work and the efforts they've done in our branches and nations and globally. Thank you so much, stewards. Thank you.
There are men and women of God across the globe who are looking forward to winning awards tonight for the service that they do in the kingdom. Could you just share with the viewers that are watching us right now, what is the importance of working in the kingdom, and how rewarding is it to experience the reward of the prophet, to experience the reward of God himself as you do great work in the kingdom?
Wow, thank you so much. You see, we are in the ministry and we are under the leadership of our father, the prophet. And it's always good, you know, when our father recognizes some people who have done so well. They have labored, they have left everything, they have focused with what our father has given them as an assignment. And tonight, we are so much excited, looking forward to see the great leaders who are going to be receiving the rewards tonight. You know, this is not just the gala, but it's the leadership awards. They are leaders specifically that will go out of this hall with their awards. It's not because they are so much better than others, but because they have proved that they can be trusted, they can do much better, they can go extra mile, and for that our father saw it good just to appreciate them in a way of rewarding them and giving them a award. This is a presidential award from the prophet.